A wreath-laying ceremony by government leaders in the southern state of Tamil Nadu for Bipin Rawat, his wife, and 11 others killed on Wednesday. Their remains were then sent to New Delhi for funeral services. Also in the capital, members of parliament observed 2 minutes of silence. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh revealed more about the crash.
Air traffic control lost contact with the helicopter around 12.08 p.m. Soon after, a few local people spotted a fire in the forest near Kunnur and rushed to find wreckage of the military helicopter engulfed in flames.
Rawat was flying from an Indian Air Force base in Sulu to a defense college less than half an hour away when the helicopter came down. Rescuers managed to save some occupants from the burning wreckage and take them to a nearby hospital, but only one person survived. The defense minister said the crash investigation has already begun, with the helicopter's flight data and cockpit voice recorders recovered on Thursday. 63-year-old Rawat had served in the military for 4 decades and was the army chief before being appointed India's first chief of defence staff 2 years ago. The position was created to integrate and modernise India's army, navy and air force.
It's a huge task, and this has been a setback in terms of the individual who was chosen by Prime Minister Modi, and that he died in this very, very tragic manner.
Rawat also led major military operations on India's troubled borders with Pakistan and China.
Mourners will be allowed to pay their final respects to Bipin Rawat and his wife at their residence here in New Delhi on Friday before the funeral. Rawat's death not only raises questions over the military reforms he was leading, but comes at a time of heightened tensions with China, with both countries increasing their military presence along their disputed border. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.